And now, the Shaping Truth podcast with Jim Scalfani.
The what?
I bashed my finger in the door. It was in the door from here. I put in the door jamb. It's the stupidest thing. It was the stupid, and Jack, it hurt so bad. It took me 20 minutes to not, I was rolling on the floor. It hurt so bad. And I didn't think I had to go to the hospital or anything, but I couldn't catch my breath. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, anyway.
Can you turn up your mic or not?
Do I need to?
You seem a little lower than normal.
How do I turn it up?
You go into settings. You go to the where it says sound. Go to sound. Go to input.
All right.
It'll show the like a slider.
All right. So let me see settings.
Settings.
Is it on this page?
What?
Is it on this page?
No, on your Mac.
Oh, Mac.
Yeah, go to the dock bar.
All right.
The bottom or wherever you put it.
Okay. Do I can I just change? Can you still see me?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
So go to the settings. Then go to sound.
Hold on. Go faster. Settings. Okay, sound. Oh, let me just type in sound. There it is, sound. Okay.
Okay. Then choose input. It may be toggled. See with the two tabs, input, output.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Choose input. It'll show that your microphone on your Mac is selected.
Well, I'm not. No, I'm using an external microphone. I'm using the Mac input. Yeah.
But right, there so is I'll a make slider it louder. There, right?
Is that better? Yeah, there is a slider in it.
No.
It's but not?
Is it showing that it's better?
Yeah, actually, it shows
you sound a little bit better. Yes,
it's all the way use ambient noise reduction. Okay,
hold on. Check one, check two. You can hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound fine.
I just wanted to sound balanced, like we're both talking in kind of a good
no, you sound fine. So, you know, this shirt right here,
the shirt,
yeah, you've seen me. I have this shirt. I have it in cream color and have it in black.
Is it three buttons or all the way down button?
No, it's a Henley.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, a Henley.
No, Henley's like a style of shirt. You know, it's like a button.
I call it a polo. The buttons are polos also.
No.
When it's two or three buttons, it's still a polo.
I don't think that's right. But,
why does everybody live to argue?
No, no. Because it's not. It's so not about that. Wait. Let me finish.
The polo brand.
Let me finish. The reason why I'm arguing is because it has nothing to do with you. It's have I been saying it wrong? And if I've been saying it wrong, I want to change it. I don't give a.
Well, if so, I've been saying it wrong my
definition
whole life.
Of polo shirt. I've always thought a polo shirt didn't have buttons.
Just ask Google for polo pictures.
I'm doing it. A polo shirt is a short sleeve collared knit shirt, typically from cotton blend, or performance fabric.
Click on images.
Okay, hold on. Featuring a placket neckline with two or three buttons and sometimes a small pocket. Oh, it's like the 1950s. But it's a short sleeve.
Wait. No, it doesn't. It's, well, yes, you're right.
It combines the softness of a t-shirt with the structure of a dress shirt and is often worn untucked for casual or business casual. Okay. All right.
Either way, if you pull it over your head and it's got a few buttons, has no, well, if it has a few buttons, I call it a polo.
What's the difference between a Henley and Lee and polo shirt?
$50?
No, I don't think it's like
no, just
the
kidding.
Price. I got
How
this
much is that shirt?
$10. I got it at Walmart, which is my point. I got it the week I was hired in 2005.
Really?
I wear it every week. And then we
comfortable, huh?
decorated. Huh? Wait, the
It's
fact that it's
comfortable, huh?
still, that it looks exactly the same. It looks exactly the same.
Okay. That says something from Walmart quality. It's not all bad.
No. Well, in 05, I don't know, you know, everybody that was there in 05 is gone by now, right? All right. So the
Yeah,
difference
pretty
between Henley,
much.
the difference between a Henley and a polo shirt, collar, the polo has a soft collar, the Henley has no collar. No
Okay.
collar.
Oh, that's true. You don't have a collar.
Neckline, two or three buttons, two to five buttons, but no collar. Okay. That's a difference. So the polo
I
has
don't think I've ever seen five buttons.
polo. Yeah, Henley, I have one at home.
Okay.
Fabric, usually knit. Oh, usually jersey. This jersey. Oh,
Yeah.
it's not a, no, this isn't a jersey. It's a jersey knit cotton. Yeah, it's that. Formality, not the same. Origin, derived from polo and tennis uniforms. The Henley derived from 19th century work wear and rowing uniforms. So the polo is clean, slightly preppy or athletic.
So the Henley is short and long, right?
It doesn't. It doesn't say sleeve. Henley likes to do that. Feels more laid back, closer to a t-shirt with buttoned neckline, which would. But it's not because a
Are
t-shirt
we
is
keeping
cotton.
this in on the conversation?
What?
Or am I chopping this part
No, I mean they can fast forward through. I think it's
off?
important. Someone out there may go, "Oh my God, I never knew it." I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to know so when I'm editing, I don't get rid
No.
of anything.
Only edit stuff that you know is private. You know, but I mean, if part of it is to get people to see you as like, you know, a part of you that people.
Love my camera.
But how much are you moving around?
Exactly what you're saying. It keeps my face in the center.
All
So,
right.
like, if you were to lean on your chair like this, just a little bit, it would move if you had this camera. It would keep you centered.
Because you think, I guess if you're like cooking, right? You're cooking, it's different.
Well, if I'm cooking, it follows me through the kitchen.
Right, that makes sense.
So if I run into the refrigerator, it will follow me.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
So it's like having a cameraman.
Yeah, but you don't need it for these types of things.
No, but Charles' monitor does that too.
Oh, it does? Oh,
The
it's just a
monitor he
monitor.
has,
It's not a camera.
what?
It's a monitor camera.
It's like a $5,000 monitor from Apple.
Oh, really? Oh,
Something stupid.
yeah, I don't
I think
know.
he bought it when he bought Studio.
Oh,
But the
okay.
camera moves with him
So
and
what?
focuses and all that.
So, what are some questions that people have asked you, and we're not going to go into the answers, but has anybody ever asked you a question where you're like in an interview and you're like, oh, I'm not going to answer that? Or you're surprised and you can't answer it, but you're surprised someone asked that. You're like, because I'm surprised when someone asks a question, I'm like, oh, no one's ever asked that before.
Usually, I won't answer questions about other YouTubers out of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, he asked me, what do you think of so and so? You know what? We're not here to talk about so and so.
I get that.
So I don't look for that. I
Yeah,
don't
but
critique. I don't follow. I mean, I don't watch YouTube, dude. I literally
yeah. I don't have time.
don't.
I don't have time. But I mean
Yeah.
I'd love to, but I don't have time. But I used to watch those ghost YouTubers. I used
What?
to watch the ghost shows.
Oh, paranormal.
All those I loved it, and now and then
You're a trip.
I was like, I watched one of them, and then I watched them lie, and I it just what I was watching it, and I was like, they're lying. I mean, I can see, and so then I went back and I looked at a couple of other shows, and I was like. Oh, Jim. I'm like, okay.
What?
So
What?
I just stopped watching them because I'm like, okay, they're BS. So I just have
Have
to
you
stop.
watched the what is it, super the two guys, the paranormal, super paranormal or something like that?
Watched all of them.
Supernatural or something like that. I don't know.
Watched all of them, but I just
Oh,
stopped
okay.
watching them because I'm like, because it's just. I just, you know, I can't trust that it's real. So, you
I
know.
know. I
Anyway,
get it.
oh, there was something else I was going to ask you. But if it's not about that, if someone was like, I know how you did in school, but how do you think you did in school? How do you think if you were
Oh,
the,
I'll tell you exactly how I did. I was really smart, but I
yeah.
only gave them C work.
Yeah, you were
You
really
put
smart. I
me in
mean,
advanced,
you
what?
were really smart. You were in advanced school, advanced
Yeah,
classes.
but I would give you a C. Put me in dumbbell English, I'd give you a C.
But was that conscious or what? You just were, you weren't, I never thought of you as lazy.
You no, I only did just enough to get by what was
But was that
required.
conscious? Like in high school?
Yeah, it was laziness.
But I
It
mean, I get
was,
it. In high school, everybody's like, get me out of here. Like, it's the worst
yeah,
time to sit if for a guy, especially, right? Because we have
right.
lots of energy. But like, what? Like, did you go, I'm not going to do this? Or you're like, oh, I'm just going to do the very minimum to get by. Me, I struggled.
That's how I thought right there.
You did.
Let's see. If I don't do this report, I'll still pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you knew you were smart, that's why.
Well, I didn't freaking want to do it. It was all dumb stuff. All of it.
Do you know that you think you were that you know you were smart? Because that
Yeah.
most people don't think that about themselves. They think they're as they get older, they're like, oh, I know what I'm talking about. But when they're young, you
Okay,
thought
so
you were smart. Maybe most
when I
people.
went like Kennedy, okay,
Yeah.
I would literally wake up earlier than everybody else, and I would walk to school to be there by 5:30 a.m.
Why?
because the computers were brand new. The only computer on campus, first come, first serve. So I would get there 5:30 because
Was
I go
there a
to school.
line?
What?
Was there a line to get
Oh,
in?
no. Nobody was stupid enough to.
So why 5:30? Why not 6 or 6:30?
Because the teacher unlocked his door at
And you
5:30.
wanted the maximum time.
I wanted to be first one in
Every day you did this.
every day. I got on
Do
the, it
you,
was the Apple I computer.
I remember. Do you know? Okay, so we'll back up. I don't want to say that because I don't know that. I haven't established that yet. So let's back up. So you're it's what, seventh grade you started? And you started going to that computer class
No, it
or
was
the
ninth grade.
ninth grade. Okay, right. Ninth grade. Okay. And that makes sense, right? Time wise. You go there every day and you're getting smarter. Now, you had friends. I don't remember you not having friends.
No, I mean,
Because all my friends, all the people I knew, they liked you. They thought you were fun
that's
and
the kind
cool.
of friends I had, not people I hung out with. I didn't do life with people, but I knew everybody.
But
Does that
did
make
you,
sense?
yeah, but that still, did that bother you? Like, yeah, you're cool.
Oh yeah, bothered me. I'd eat alone in the library every day. Would
Why?
bring my sack lunch to the library
Oh,
because
why? You had
I didn't
friends.
have anybody I hung out with. I knew everybody,
But you could
but we
ask.
didn't do
You didn't
life
ask.
together.
You didn't ask, hey, let's have lunch or.
Frick, no, that's lame.
You're probably hot for high schooler.
Nobody asked to sit. You get invited or you just eat somewhere else. Your friends, no, remember your friends would call you over and then you start sitting there.
Dad. I didn't become a normal person until after high school. So
Oh no, that high school changed me.
I had a few people that would like a few, and I mean literally two or three in the entire school that would call me over and go, hey, you come sit. School was painful for me. So like that's
Oh,
like,
I hated it. Hated
but
it.
okay, but your experience was you just hated it. So like I don't want to put my shit on you. You had a very different experience, but
Oh, yeah.
you weren't chased from school all the way home. You weren't like, people weren't like threatening to kill you or, you know,
Well, like,
you
for
weren't, weren't
example,
you?
I did get bullied. I was forced to do people's homework.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
I
I
didn't.
literally stood up to the biggest kid in school and told him to his face, in front of everybody, I'm never doing work for you again.
But you were tough. You were like a fighter. I wasn't a fighter. You were.
Oh, wait, I've only fought twice in my life, dude.
But the perception was nobody thought of you as someone that was wimpy or pushed around.
No, I was like the class clown guy.
Yeah, but like, for example, so you stood up to this guy and you said, and what did he hit you?
He was going to beat me up. People circled around.
Yeah.
And I said, if you hit me, I was logical because I was way smarter than that idiot.
Yeah.
And I said, if you hit me, you're going to get a reputation of beating up little kids, kids that are smaller than you.
And
Do you want that?
he shared.
Yeah, he did. Because everybody around started going, leave him alone. They jumped in and they started saying stuff on my behalf because I stood up to him.
People liked you.
I wasn't a jerk, but I
You
don't know. School was weird. I wasn't in the
weren't.
clique.
You changed. You changed after high school. You went from kind of a sweeter, kind of an innocent from high school, and by the time you were out of high school, it was a whole different ball game. You were a different ball game.
Yeah, when I turned 18, two things happened. One, I started DJing nightclubs, which made me cool.
Yeah.
All my old high school friends would come to the club and they'd see me in the DJ booth. That was kind of cool. And then I made a commitment to be straight with women. So, I mean, if they're beautiful, not that I want anything,
Sorry,
walk up
when
to
you mean
them.
straight, you don't mean gay or straight. You mean straight.
No, I mean blunt.
Direct,
Sorry,
honest.
blunt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait,
And if
blunt
some.
or honest? Those are different, right? Blunt or honest?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. You can be honest and quiet. I was honest and in your face. I didn't care what you thought. I walked up to a girl.
What made you say I'm going to be this different person?
Probably because I was tired of not having a girlfriend.
But you and you thought, oh, I didn't go. Didn't you have a girlfriend at high school at all? Okay.
I've kissed a girl before
Yeah,
high school,
different.
but
Yeah.
yeah, but I never had a girlfriend till after graduation.
Okay. So you were like, okay, I've never had a girlfriend in high
I
school. I
blamed it
have
all
one
on
now that
not
I'm.
being honest, not being direct, not being.
Oh, you equated it to that.
Yes. So I began telling women, look, you're beautiful. I don't want anything. I don't want to go out with you, but you're beautiful and you need to know it. And then to walk away. I did it to like five ladies.
So
And
was the thought like, hey, I'm so nervous and careful around women. I still don't have a girlfriend. I'm at least going to
yeah,
be honest and just be and tell them what I think.
exactly.
Okay.
That's exact thought, the thought.
Yeah. I mean, and it changed.
Totally. When I started to be outspoken, honest, straightforward, not holding back anything, it totally changed. I was DJing nightclubs. I was talking to women all the time. It changed. Everything, the atmosphere changed.
And then,
So then things fell into place.
but while you were in high school, did you think of yourself as someone who was shy or quiet or funny? Like, how did you think of yourself?
All of that. I was
You did?
shy. I was quiet,
You thought of
but I was
yourself
a
as
cool.
shy?
I wasn't, but I think people perceive me to be.
That still doesn't answer my question.
What?
You thought of yourself as shy?
No,
Okay.
I didn't, but I believed others thought I was.
Okay, well, I don't care, but did you believe they were right?
No,
Okay, so shy is not
I
even.
just believed they didn't know who I was. That's
Okay.
all.
Yeah. But okay,
Yeah.
so but do you believe you were quiet?
No, not at all. No, I was a big mouth, loud
Okay,
mouth,
all right.
smile
So
mouth.
I'm gonna get quiet and shy off the table because that's not who you are. So
Okay.
how did you see yourself? You thought of yourself as funny. I know you did. I remember that.
I thought of myself as funny and smart. That's it.
Yeah.
But I didn't see myself as sociable.
Yeah, I
Is the
get that.
word.
Yeah, sociable. That's a word.
Okay. I did not feel that. I didn't know what that was like. I didn't know what it was to be with the popular kids, the band kids,
But
the turtle
did
kids.
you go to dances or concerts or football games or?
Okay. So dances were a big part of my growing up. I would go to dances, ask girls to dance. They'd say no. And I'd go home crying.
You know, I'm crying.
Yeah. Oh, ask mom. Well, mom's not around anymore, but
Did you just say ask mom?
I would tell you to ask mom because she was there
No, I
when
believe
I
you.
come home.
So you'd go home and cry? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I would start crying before I got home.
Why?
I hated that. I just hated that.
But why do you think
That.
that they said no? Because you weren't heavy.
Oh yeah. Well,
You weren't.
I don't know because I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know why
Really?
they said no. Because school kids were
No,
just,
they're brutal. They're brutal to everybody. You learn that.
yeah.
You don't know that at the time.
Right.
Okay. And we're not going to get into your experience equals my experience because a 10 in your life is still a 10 in my life. And at that level or that type of perspective, they're exactly the same. When we both know if we laid it out side by side, people would pick, they'd rather live your life versus my life in high school. But
Okay, so
my point is if,
those sad points
yeah.
is the reason I flipped the switch. Is the reason my whole the I'm done standing in the corner.
How many times, how many, and this isn't to dwell on it, but I want to get a perspective. How many times did you cry? Like a couple of times? Or like you're like, oh my
Ten.
God, I'm, what?
I think I went to 10 dances in high school altogether,
And you cried
and I
every
wanted to.
time?
They all went the same.
No,
I
but you
would go
cried every
back.
time?
Stupidly, I would go back.
But that's not, but you see now in retrospect, that's not stupid, right? I mean, do you? You, I mean, like,
What?
why are you laughing? Why are you smiling?
It's because it sucks. It's sad for a
No,
kid.
but it's not. But the fact that you got knocked down is not cool. But the fact that you got back up, it's never about getting knocked down. It's about how you try to recover. If that's the story,
Right, but I feel stupid for going back a second
I
time.
wait. If you're telling the story from the perspective of yourself back then you're like, oh my God, I felt totally stupid. But as you talk to yourself as an adult, years and years later, you're like, that was resilient. We call that resilient in the real world.
I call it stupid.
No, but you don't now
Like,
because that's
one made me think it would be different
but Jack,
than the next day.
wouldn't you want your son or your grandson or wouldn't you want them to like get back up and try again? What are you gonna say? No, just quit. Like when it really hurts,
Oh
just
no,
quit
of
it.
course I would,
Okay, so you've
but
got to say okay.
I didn't say the story to make to get sympathy from anybody, but it was a huge, I'm totally different now. It
No,
was a huge
I
reason
know.
I'm totally different.
But my point of I don't think you're telling the story because I'm the one probing. You didn't say, hey, I have a story. Let's talk about
Right.
okay. So my point is now that you're older and you look back at yourself, you get to almost redefine it. You get to say, no, it wasn't stupid. It was really resilient, right? I mean, like
Nope, ne never said that.
no, I know I'm asking you to though. I'm asking you go
I
there.
no. I get what you're saying,
Yeah.
but I never looked back at myself and realized the
I know.
positive in it.
Can you do that now is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
Can you
No,
see that? You can see it now?
I think I'm
Yeah.
glad that stuff happened because
Yeah.
I like who I am now.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh yeah.
I'm not questioning. I don't,
Oh
I've
no,
never
I'm
thought
very
about.
confident on whatever I do. I have fun in life, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I've come to a point where others don't, it's not that they don't matter, but they don't direct where my life goes.
They don't determine your
Right.
self-worth.
And I really believe high school
Yeah.
made me that way. That's all. So it made me.
Wait. That's so you do kind of subconsciously think that it was a positive experience, net net.
Yes, absolutely. I believe later on in life, I became better
Yeah.
because of the punishment I took in school.
Yeah.
Good or bad, psychological, emotional,
You
whatever.
call it punishment, not bullied? Or because it wasn't really
Yeah.
punishment. It was
Well,
just
there was
that.
a lot of different things. Like there was a bully, only like one or two bullies, maybe. But there was not being accepted in groups, not being asked to be a part of anything,
Yeah.
not
But
being picked first.
didn't you wrestle? In my head, you wrestled and were on the wrestling team. Like, I mean, like, right? I mean, you were on the
Yeah,
wrestling
but
team. Okay.
no, I was on the team, but I never got to compete for the school.
You never wrestled?
I was a bench warmer, basically, but for wrestling.
Yeah, but from my perspective, it's way better than what I did.
No, don't get me wrong. Wrestling was a good experience
Yeah.
overall.
Was it humiliating always being on the bench?
No, I did wrestle twice
Oh.
and I got wiped out.
Oh, was that,
They were
how was that, was that rough?
because and the reason I got wiped out, not because I didn't know what to do,
Oh.
it's because I was heavier than what I should have been. So it put me with bigger kids. Get it? So it wasn't a good, but it didn't, it wasn't why I am who I am today.
No, I know, I get that. But I mean, look, the fact, see, I always see it again from my perspective, the fact that you tried out, you made it. I mean, really, if I look at all these stories, it's all these little bits and pieces of you getting back up.
Possibly.
Not possibly. Like, tell me where I'm wrong. Like, when
No,
did you go, I
these
quit?
bits you're talking about is what makes me
Yeah,
happy now.
but and I mean, even as we see later in life, you know, when you get knocked down by something, you know, knocks you down, you get back up. You get back up. You have a
Yeah.
stroke, you're like, well, we've been here before, we pushed through it.
Like Charles always said, we have PhDs in failure. All of us.
Okay. I love my dear brother, and I know you do too. But how did Chal fail? Just walk me through that. I mean, I'm real. I don't. And this is
Well,
not about
I'll tell
bashing
you how we
Chal.
failed. You ready? The
Yeah.
video game failed.
What
The
video
music
game?
sampler failed.
Oh, but he was
Even
ahead of his time.
right,
That's
right,
hardly a
right. That's
failure.
the problem is it wasn't him, but he was a part of the failure. It went bad.
It's. I guess. I
Classic
guess from.
entertainment.
I guess from Charles' really lovely life, yeah, that's a horrible failure.
Oh,
So,
I know.
I
No,
mean,
I'm just saying the projects he
no,
did
I get it.
went in the crapper.
I get it. I mean, I can, from his
And they all were
perspective,
good projects.
look, from his perspective, that was his 10.
But he always said, he goes, you know what? Us Scalfani boys have PhDs in failure. But he meant it in a positive way because he believes, like I do, every failure is closer to success. Okay? I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I
Every
mean,
time you, yeah.
yeah, no, I hear you.
You've stumbled, I've stumbled, he's stumbled, totally different ways. But every time we came back, it was better.
And at the time you were doing it, though, what made you get up? You went back to the dance 10 times.
I know. Determination. Determination. Hopefully it'll be different.
But
I
what
mean,
did you say? But what was the conversation? You didn't go, I'm a determined young man. I mean, like, what was the conversation that happened inside your head?
the
Did you
dance is I
go,
don't remember. It's been so long ago.
okay.
I don't recall the conversation I had with myself,
Yeah.
but it was, oh, I know what it was. It was the desire for it to be different.
To be different.
No, it was the desire for the experience to be different.
Oh, got
Yeah.
it. Yeah. It has to be
It was,
different this time.
Yeah, so I would go back to the dance,
Yeah, you're like, it's got to be different.
desiring a different outcome, and it never changed.
Wait, not that you explain it. Hold on. I'm saying it wrong. I'm echoing it back incorrectly. You're saying I want it to be different.
No, I expected it to be different.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
Wow,
every time I went back.
what is that? What is that like? There's a confidence in that.
Let
I mean,
me give you an
creating.
example of how silly I'm going to
Wait.
take you down to a
Yeah,
child.
but I don't. But wait, I wait. I don't want you. I don't see it as being silly, though. You're saying, "Oh, kind of stupid." I kind of like it, thinking, "Jack, that's really cool." You were like, "You gotta." You're like, so you're poo-pooing it. And what I'm saying is, there was a strength. There's a strength in that. That's why I wanted to get really down to it. Is you're
That's
like.
like telling somebody, hey, you've been punched in the face 10 times. It's getting tougher. Your face is building up.
Yeah,
It's like
but the
it still
person
was
thing,
painful.
I know, I'm not saying it wasn't painful, but what I'm
And at
saying
that
is,
age, you're not looking at the strength.
right, of course not. But now
Right.
we can look at it, and the way even you're narrating it is not really accurate. Like you're narrating it from the perspective of yourself back then, where you're like, well, I expect it to be different. Like that is a really optimistic person. That's someone that's like, I've of course it's going to get better. Like yesterday, last time it was worse. I know it's going to be better. Like you didn't
I
even
didn't think it could
question.
get any worse, so it can only get better.
Like that's not a Scalfani trait.
Well,
That's not a
okay.
Scalfani trait. Chol, can you picture Chol saying that?
No, I can't even picture Saul going once.
Well, but like he was like, can you picture Chol going, oh, I knew it was going to get better. I just knew it. You're like, no, he thinks it's going to get worse. He just prepared differently.
Right. He's
But
totally
you're
different.
like, yeah, but you're totally different. You're like, oh, the positiveness, I don't think that's a word, but the positiveness of it is like, it's kind of like, where did that come from? Like, mom didn't have that.
Well, my thought process was this. If I see better with other people, then I know I can have it.
Oh, because it exists. You just
Yeah.
it's out there. It's
He's got
not.
a girlfriend. I know it can happen. He's dancing. I know I can go and dance.
So that's kind of amazing in itself because you didn't once, I'm sure you didn't once, but you didn't say, I don't deserve it. I can't do it. It'll never happen. Like,
Oh, I'd never go back if I said that.
I know, no, but I know
Right.
now you, as an adult looking back, you can. But
Right.
then you were like, that didn't even enter your brain.
Nope.
You know that. Wait, no. Let's stay there for a second. That group of understanding and thought of from a high schooler's perspective is amazing. Like high schoolers don't have that sense of, I. Subconsciously, they're like, I deserve it. Like, I am worth it. Like, you're like, you were. And I don't think the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I don't think, even within the family, that you get the credit for being the optimist, strong. Of course, it's going to be different. Like, that's still, I mean, you play a sarcastic, negative person in the family, but that's not who you are. You're like, oh, I'm gonna get up. You're not like, you never throw in the towel. You never throw in the towel.
Well, I never expected to failure, ever. I go into everything expecting success. That's
And you know
the
that's
way it
different
is.
for me and Chaw.
Oh,
Like,
I didn't know it was different. I
well,
didn't know you. I didn't know how you were like that or not.
I don't. I'm so past negative, I don't even think about success. And when I do get it, I don't even realize it because I have never defined it.
Let me give you an example. I know you get a job selling shoes. Don't care. You, Jack Jr., Chaw, whoever. I know that's going to be the best shoe salesman. Period. whatever Scalfani does, like Jack Jr. says, he'll have the best car wash. You know, he's already with the mindset of, we're going to be the best selling car wash. We're going to be number one in the whole company.
But Jack, you think Chal and I have that same, you think the drive, no. You don't ask the question. We all three say the same thing, but the origin and why we say it is very different. Right? For me, and I don't know Chal, for I'm let me just get well, I'll pretend to get in Chal's head for a minute. For Chal, I think it's like he won't be a failure. Like he refuses. For you, you're like, I only see a positive path.
Right.
Right? For me, it's if I don't, I'm going to die. It's
It
where we,
is very different.
but we all say the same thing. Like,
Right.
you know,
But
like,
you know, we both, all three of us, I mean, have built up that thought process, however each of us thinks, over time.
yeah, but yours, and I'm giving you, I want to give you the credit because it's not the norm for someone young. You were like, well, I'm gonna get back in there because I know it's gonna be better. Like, I don't think I ever had the thought of, oh, it's gonna be better. I'm like, I expect it not to be better. I just want to recover and handle the shit better. I don't expect
No,
it,
if I see somebody do
but I pre
something,
yeah.
I expect to be able to do it. Period.
Yeah, I
Like
don't.
Howard Stern. I grew up listening to Howard Stern. I
Yeah.
expected to be as good as him. I expected if he can do it, I can do it. I'm going that way. Period. That's the way it is. I'm going to be a morning DJ. I
Yeah.
didn't think he'd be in the middle of the country, but you know, I knew. I felt that positive about whatever I tried.
So I think it's so funny because we in the family, we often define you as, you know, kind of a complainer. As a kid, right? As that kid, weeding, like my feet hurt, I'm tired, can I get a glass of water? And that's not kind of how you evolved in high school.
You know what's funny?
What?
Even weeding, I did C work. I did just what mom needed us to do. I was
But
like,
you
hey,
know
if I
what?
can get across the line, I'm done, I'm done.
But when you got out of high school, you were like, it was a, you were like, I only expect A's.